Well, I got a lot of backlash for posting about why I don't trust the judgment of people who originally took the COVID jabs. And I posted it on social media as kind of a short, almost flippant type of post. It wasn't a serious discussion. It was just, look, I mean, come on. You know, I don't trust the judgment of people who took those jabs after all the discussion. I mean, we talked about it for a year before the vaccines even came out. We all knew they were going to fake the emergency use authorization. We knew they were going to be bioweapons, etc. But anyway, got quite a bit of backlash on that, and people were very unhappy about that comment. So I decided to actually explain where I'm coming from, which is a pro-human point of view. And I typed up a much more explanatory post that I'd like to share with you here. So I'm actually going to read the post for you with some additional explanations. Oops, that's my bowl of cherries right there. I'm eating some fresh cherries. So here it is. Well, it's been more than 24 hours since I first posted my why I don't trust the judgment of people who took COVID jabs comment. And after thousands of shares and comments on that post, some of them quite infuriated, I can confidently report that I still don't trust the judgment of people who took the COVID jabs. The one exception to all this, which I failed to mention in my original post, concerns active duty military personnel, some of whom were literally forced, that is, physically coerced, to take the shots. And of course, they are true victims of medical assault in that case. But most of the justifications I saw from people consisted of statements like, well, I trusted my doctor. I trusted the FDA. I trusted the CDC. I trusted the corporate media. I trusted Fauci, etc. So, if you trusted those institutions and took the jab, then consider yourself extremely fortunate that you're still living, honestly, right? You must have either received a non-weaponized production batch, or you learned the methods for clearing the spike protein, for reclaiming your health, and eliminating the toxins that were clearly engineered by the Department of Defense and the military pharmaceutical industrial complex to literally kill you. The fact that they failed to kill you, that's a testament to your strength, by the way. But from here forward, you can never blindly trust those authorities ever again. And honestly, you were foolish to trust them at all. I mean, I'm sorry just to be blunt about it, but that's the truth. It's foolish to trust any of those authorities. Why? Because they're literally trying to kill you. You are living in an age of engineered mass human depopulation and accelerated extermination, period. And if you had been reading my website anytime in the last 20 plus years, you would have already known that depopulation weapons have been engineered into multiple vectors spanning many decades. Food, vaccines, water, air, pharmaceuticals, you know, even food packaging chemicals, etc. So if you trusted the people who are literally trying to kill you and you took the jab and managed to survive it, then you know what? Forgive yourself and learn because you may not get a second chance to save your life given what's coming. You have to upgrade your skepticism and your critical thinking on all these topics if you want to survive. So from here forward, I suggest follow these very simple rules if you want to stay alive. So I call these Health Ranger rules for staying alive. You'll probably agree with all these. You are responsible for knowing what's in the food you swallow. If you don't know what's in it, don't eat it. You can't say, "Well, I trusted the, you know, the food manufacturer. I trusted the fast food drive-through." Really? Did you really? Come on. You are responsible for knowing the effects of the pharmaceuticals that you swallow. If you don't know the side effects and the risks, don't take them. You can look up the side effects to every drug easily. They're all published by the FDA. I mean, you can find them in any search engine or any AI engine. These answers are not hidden, okay? It's just that few people bother to ask. All right, third one. You are responsible for knowing what's in the chemical concoctions that you allow to be injected into your body. If you don't know what's in it, don't consent to being injected, right? You can't say, well, you know, I saw it in the news. They said it's all good. It's just like, okay, roll up your sleeve. Really? Really? Now, come on. That's never been wise. Just blindly trust. You kidding me? Especially when you know that the vaccine industry has no legal liability. You think they have quality control? I guarantee you, my own food manufacturing facility has more quality control than a lot of these vaccine manufacturers because they have zero liability. They can manufacture vaccines in the most filthy conditions, contaminated with everything. I mean, they could literally just have like yeast and mold and fungi and freaking lead and cadmium and it just throw it all in there. It doesn't matter. We have legal immunity. You know, like they could do that. Maybe they do. They know they can't be sued no matter how many people they kill. Why on earth would you inject that into your body when they have legal immunity? That's crazy. Okay, next one. You are responsible for knowing what's in your cosmetics, in your deodorants, shampoos, laundry detergents, skin lotions, perfumes, sunscreens, and other personal care products that you choose to put on your skin. I mean, I assume that most of my listeners, like, you check the ingredients, right? I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be listening. You check the ingredients. You don't just, you know, swing by Walmart and just, or the dollar store. Let's have dollar store sunscreen, you know? It's like, just grab it off the shelf. Who cares what's in it? Let's just put this all over our skin. No way, man. Not a chance. Are you kidding me? Of course you need to know what's in it. Your skin is your body's largest organ, and it absorbs what you put on it. Okay, finally, you are responsible for your nutritional status. If you're deficient in zinc and magnesium, which probably 95% of the American population is deficient, honestly, that's your own fault. It's your own body. After all, I mean, sorry to sound like I'm lecturing everybody here right now, but hey, nobody else occupies your body, hopefully, other than you. Who else is going to take charge of your nutritional status of your body? I mean, pretty much it's up to you. I mean, you're the one who decides what to eat, what supplements to take, or what to avoid. I mean, your hands are controlled by you. So obviously you decide your nutritional status. And yet, across America today, most people are deficient in vitamin D, deficient in zinc, you know, deficient in vegetable consumption or just phytonutrients, etc. It's shocking. It's like, who did this to you? You know, it's like people are like, I don't know how I'm zinc deficient. Maybe you didn't take zinc, you know, maybe you didn't eat anything that's rich in zinc, like oysters or shellfish or whatever. You know, like, who else did this to you? Who is this mystery entity that made you deficient in zinc? I'm searching around. I'm looking. I've asked psychics who can see dead people, and even they can't find any entities that made you deficient in zinc. Who could it be? Oh, look in the mirror. It's you. It's you. You know what I mean? This is what I want to say to some people. You made you deficient in zinc. Sometimes I have to laugh about this. And by the way, I'm guilty of this sometimes too. I've even talked about this. Sometimes I miss windows of taking the right supplements. I've been deficient myself. So I'm actually kind of mocking myself at times as well. It's our own damn fault if we don't follow our nutritional knowledge. It's our fault. Like I should have drank more pine needle tea, you know, a month ago. That's my fault. I actually grow pine needles. I have the trees and I still neglected to drink pine needle tea. It's like, oh my God, that's the dumbest move ever. And I'm guilty of doing that too. So I'm not just railing on you. If you're listening to this, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of us. If we are deficient in something, that's on us, man. That's on us. Okay, anyway, continuing with my post. Furthermore, you absolutely cannot trust the food industry, of course, the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the cosmetic industry, the pesticide industry, the pharma-funded corporate media, or any government regulator or authority. They simply do not have your best interests in mind, period. They care only about their profits and power. They care nothing about your health and well-being, obviously. In fact, they often profit from your sickness. So you being healthy is a net negative from their point of view. So these are simple rules for being a responsible, mature adult. And as I said in my post, if you cannot follow these rules, then harshly stated, your chances of long-term survival are greatly diminished, period. Five-year-olds aren't expected to read ingredients labels of food products and to research the clinical trials of vaccines. But you are not a five-year-old, right? You are presumably an adult, like me. You and I have a duty and an obligation to know what we are swallowing, or injecting, or putting on our skin. And I know this is harsh for some people to hear this, but this is exactly what Americans need to hear. You are responsible. Not your doctor, not society, not the media, not, oh, Fauci lied to me. You are responsible for what you put in your body. Now, if we blindly consent to being injected with experimental, unproven, unknown substances, then effectively you're making the job of the depopulation pushers ridiculously easy to accomplish. Now, I understand that we live in a weak, pathetic society of weak-minded, easily offended people, and not everybody out there on social media can hear this without losing their shit. But truthfully, if you want to live, you simply must take responsibility for what you choose to put in your body. Period. In 2021, any adult could have easily discovered that the COVID jabs were never approved via rigorous clinical trials. They were only authorized via emergency use authorization, which bypassed clinical trials and required no demonstration whatsoever of safety or efficacy. This information was readily available to everyone who could access the internet. It was widely reported, even in the mainstream media. Pronouncements of this were publicly published by the FDA. Furthermore, people like myself and Alex Jones and Dr. Mercola and Sayer G, Ty Bollinger, etc., and a long list of other people, Sherry Tenpenny, for example, were loudly and repeatedly warning everyone about this very fact. There is literally no legitimate excuse for not knowing this information. As an adult, you have an obligation to know. Any person in the world could have typed naturalnews.com into their browser or mercola.com, and they could have found the truth, along with the links to the published documents admitting these irrefutable facts. But a lot of people found it more convenient to just trust the science and stop thinking for themselves. And for far too many, that was their fatal mistake. And they paid for that mistake with their lives. Yet to this day, people still blindly accept the false authority of mainstream doctors or government agencies like the FDA. And, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but anyone who has that attitude from here forward is all but dead already. The globalist depopulation agenda is counting on you being intellectually lazy and socially obedient. They want you to act like a sheep and follow the herd off the cliff. In fact, they will make it highly inconvenient, painful, and even shameful to oppose whatever agenda they have coming for you next. So if you don't have the spine to stand up and say no to false authority, you're as good as dead already. Period. So, and I say this without regret or hesitation to anyone willing to listen. Either you learn to think for yourself and reject false authority, which I'm assuming most of you listening to this, you're already there. Remember, I posted this to the public at large, right? So I said, either learn to think for yourself and reject false authority, or prepare to join the other fools who blindly trusted Fauci and who are already 6 feet under. I know it's harsh, but it's true. For my part, I will work every day to help educate and inform those who have the will to live. but I will not waste time trying to convince suicidal fools why they are suicidal or foolish. We don't have time for that nonsense. Either get on board with the reality of what's happening in the world, or prepare to be removed from the human gene pool by the anti-human globalists who are running this whole thing. And remember, they are counting on your weakness, your gullibility, your ignorance, and your social conformity. Don't be easy to kill. Don't hand them an automatic depopulation win. If they want to come for you, make them work for it. Resist. Defy. Defend your life with everything you've got. And then, maybe then, humanity might have a chance to overcome this great global evil we all continue to endure under the anti-human crimes of people like Fauci and terrorist cartels like the FDA and the CDC. They want you dead. And they will do everything in their power to convince you to go along with it. All right, so there you go. That's what I posted. And you might say, well, why did I post that? Well, actually, two things that I'm trying to accomplish with that. Number one, sometimes I think that people who are already on board, like probably most of you listening, sometimes it's good to remind all of us the importance of what we're dealing with. These are life or death principles. This isn't a game here. There's no do-overs when it comes to injecting yourself with vaccines, right? There's no do-overs. We have to get this right every time. Now, clearly, those of us who warned about the jabs, we were right from the very beginning. And it's important. And by the way, if you're one of those people, you were right. And good for you. If you are someone who took the jabs and then, you know, you had to recover from that and you probably went through hell to do that, then you're strong now. You're stronger. You're wiser. You learned. You gained a lot of knowledge about how to overcome that. And good for you. Thank God, right? But one reason I post this kind of thing is because I want to underscore these important principles for people who understand what's happening. The second reason I post this is because I actively want people on social media to unfollow my account if they can't handle this. No, I'm serious. I am not interested in chasing numbers of subscribers. I don't even look at the numbers. I don't care. I literally don't want people to follow my account, you know, on X or wherever. If this kind of talk, if they can't handle it, if they're just, I don't know, too neurologically weak or too offended or whatever, or too brainwashed by Big Pharma, they can't handle it. Unsubscribe, man, you know, unfollow, whatever it is. I don't need those people polluting my comment section, you know? I mean, to those people, like, get out. Here's the door. I'm giving you a good reason. Just get out. Because time is short. We don't have time to mess with those who aren't serious about being part of the surviving remnant of human civilization. We don't have time. We're under assault in every vector imaginable. We're under vaccine assault. You know, chemical weapons assault, right? Hormone disruptors assault, pesticides, freaking chemtrails and heavy metals. And then probably coming, you know, Skynet and autonomous killing systems. And they're going to probably take away a lot of our power off the power grid so they can feed it to the data centers. You're going to be left with, you know, rolling blackouts and toxic food and, you know, a CBDC where you only get your monthly stipend of government-controlled programmable money if you agree to be jabbed with their latest depopulation weapon that they hope will kill you so they can turn your corpse into Soylent freaking Green. Like, that's what we're facing right now. Ain't got no time for pussies in this situation. You see what I'm saying? Ain't got no time for people living in denial. Just to say it in more of a slang way. This is serious stuff. This is life or death. And for those who want to be part of the future of the human race, we've got to be honest about where we are. We've got to be honest about what's happening. We've got to be honest about the attack on us and our fellow brothers and sisters, our fellow human beings. We are all being targeted for mass global extermination. They're not even hiding it anymore. they had a group come out. I don't know the name of the group, but a group came out and said, yeah, we have to reduce the population from 8 billion to 4 billion people. That was all in the news over the last 2 days. Of course, they said, we want to achieve this by the year 2200. Yeah, right. No, they're trying to achieve it by like 2032, you know, or maybe faster. Who knows? But they're admitting it now. They're admitting they have to reduce the population by 4 billion people. We are watching them unleash the mechanisms by which they could decrease the population by 4 billion people, including mass global famine from the lack of fertilizer stemming from this war in the Middle East, for example. And there are other examples of this. People, I mean, they're poisoning your food. They're saturating it with freaking glyphosate, and the Trump administration is all in favor of that. They defended what was Monsanto, but is now Bayer, which is an offshoot of IG Farben, the Nazi chemical conglomerate that was involved in, you know, chemical weapons against humanity, right? I mean, come on. How many examples do you need before you realize they're trying to kill us? You see, I feel sorry for people out there, just like the regular everyday people who have no idea what's going on. Like, I trust the science, you know, my doctor told me to. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Woo, I wish I had time to try to help you, but you know what? I need to work on these other courses. I'm trying to help, you know, large groups of people as best I can. I don't have time to sit down and lecture one person at a time about why you're on a suicide path, you know? I could spend all day, probably wouldn't even change the minds of anybody, because they're committed to their own suicide via medicine or pesticides or whatever. They're committed to it. And see, the globalists know that. They know that, frankly, killing off 4 billion people on this planet, from the globalist point of view, not that difficult. You know why? Because it's the gullible 4 billion. It's the low-hanging fruit of extermination. They don't even have to hardly do any. I mean, the globalists barely have to try. It's like, oh, all we got to do is like fake an Ebola outbreak and just throw this, you know, this medical suicide concoction, just put it in needles, call it a vaccine, and we'll have legal immunity and just tell everybody to line up and get injected with it. They know that that's the easy 4 billion who will just line up and die while, you know, praising Fauci, by the way. That's, the globalists know that. And then after, let's say if that occurs, if they kill 4 billion, you know, then they'll have to try harder. It's like it's diminishing returns for them at that point. You know, they're going to have to try harder for the next billion, because the next billion is going to be a little more resistant. Like, wait a second. You know, why are the highways so clear? You know, why is there more parking available in New York City? You know, what's going on? And then the next billion after that will be even harder for them to kill, because people are going to start asking questions when, you know, one out of two people die. And think about it, by the time they get to you and I, because we are more informed than like one out of, you know, 10 million people on this planet, probably, or even a greater ratio than that. By the time they get to us, I mean, they won't even get to us, because you and I are going to be so hard to kill, they'll never make it to us. There's always going to be groups that are far easier to kill than us. Because we know how to be more self-reliant, right? We know how we can grow our own medicine. You know, we could survive freaking nuclear fallout. We can survive pandemics and chemical weapons and spike protein shedding and vaccine fallout. You know, we know how to survive this stuff. You know, we are self-reliant, intelligent people. Globalists will never succeed at taking us out. But there's like billions ahead of us that they can easily or relatively easily target and largely exterminate. So you see what I'm saying here? I'm trying to encourage some of those people who are in the easy to kill group to like cowboy up and join the hard to kill group. That's all. just join the hard to kill group, you know? Because we could use more humans surviving. We need a little bigger remnant, I think. You know, otherwise, what are we going to do when Skynet goes full activation, right? Everybody has to go John Connor. Who knows when that's coming, right? But between now and then, I'm trying to get people to join Team Humanity. That's what I'm doing. And it's only a very small percentage of the public that can even neurologically handle this. It takes a very advanced human being, even a spiritually advanced, a neurologically advanced, a highly intelligent, informed, mature human being to even hear this podcast. If you've even made it this far listening to this, you're already, you know, 1 in 100 million people probably on this planet, because it's so rare for people to be able to handle the truth. But this is where we are. And even if you think, let's say you disagree, like, oh, they're not really trying to kill us all. Well, then they're accidentally killing. I mean, people are dying en masse from turbo cancers, clearly from the jabs, from the mRNA instructions. You know, people are dying from the pesticides and the herbicides and all the chemical exposure and the endocrine system disruptors and hormone disruptors, etc. You know, sperm quality is plummeting, infertility is skyrocketing, like entire populations aren't even reproducing anymore. And I mean, not at sustainable levels like Japan. And, you know, birth rates have plummeted in China and the United States and a lot of Western European countries as well. I mean, we're on the path of a non-sustainable human population, which has Bill Gates all happy. Yay, you know, I'm going to reboot humanity like a Windows operating system. Blue screen of death. But for humans, you know, like that's his dream. I'm just trying to help humanity survive. That's all. Look, whether you agree or disagree with what I've said here, take the parts that work for you. Ignore the parts that don't. That's fine. Use what works. Stay alive, okay? That's what I ask of you. Stay alive. And the only way to stay alive is to be a critical thinker. Don't trust any authorities at all. Period. Don't trust them. They are not trying to keep you alive. You want to stay alive? You got to say no. You got to stand up for yourself, have a backbone, and say, no, I'm not taking your chemical weapon. I'm not going to be injected with your DNA hijacking technology. Or I guess in this case, ribosome hijacking technology for protein synthesis, but it also enters the nucleus sometimes. So I guess it does hijack DNA on occasion. Not supposed to, but it does. So anyway, stay alive. Okay. That's all I ask. Stay alive because we've got work to do together. And in the meantime, you want to follow my work. I'm at naturalnews.com. My videos are at brightvideos.com. Of course, maybe you're watching that now. You can follow me on X at Health Ranger, or unfollow me at X if you don't like what I'm saying. Either way, it's totally fine. Do what works for you, but just stay alive. And thank you for listening. I'm hoping that we can work together and survive this. I think we can, actually. I really do think we can. Those of us who are informed. But for the rest who are uninformed and gullible and ignorant, pray for them because they're not going to make it. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.